Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Karen, I want to sue WGN Radio because I just got a half full Diet Coke out of the vending machine.
Can I sue them? It's a tragedy because you shouldn't be drinking Diet Coke first thing in the morning.
Well, I've been up for a while, so you know what can I tell
says
you?
Says the girl with the Diet Mountain Dew sitting on my desk.
Oh, you're doing way more caffeine than me, sister. All right, what are some stories that you want to touch on today? Because there are a lot. Can we start with the bathrooms?
Yeah, you know, the legislature was very busy in May. They always are with finishing their session. So they passed all kinds of legislation. And, yeah, this law isn't really doing much. It's just, I think, paving the way for other laws. But basically, the law currently is if there's a single-use bathroom in a business, it must be both genders, or all genders, I guess I should say. But now, this doesn't require that bathrooms be all gender. It just says that if you're going to do an all-gender bathroom, here are what the standards are. In case businesses do want to do it, they want to make sure everything is safe. So no requirements to make bathrooms all gender, just some requirements if you do.
I don't see what the big deal is. I've been using men's bathrooms in crowded bars for years because the line goes way quicker. You know, you do your business and you get out. No one's loitering. There was another law that I think this has passed. The legislature passed the full day kindergarten. Can I tell you that's a lifesaver to many, many parents out there?
You know, I have heard that, you know, Justice Ann Burke been saying this for 30 years, why aren't schools on the same schedule that jobs are, you know, a 9-to-5 type thing, so that women and, you know, men too, of course, men are stay-at-homes now, can go to their job. They can drop their kids off, go to their job, get out of their job, and pick their kids up, you know, and it does make for a long day for a child, but I think what they're saying is that even though the day is going to be a full day, and this doesn't start till 2027, that they're going to be, you know, times where they play and times where they take a nap. And so it's not like they're going to be learning their ABCs for 8 straight hours. I think it's a fabulous idea.
I agree. Book bans. What the heck is going on? Speaking of school.
Yeah, this is a ban on book bans. Alexei Janulius, our state Secretary of State, initiated this. And basically the law says that the state can withhold grant money from a school if the school doesn't obey what they call the American Bill of Rights. It's put forth by the American Library Association. And that means that you can't ban books, or you can't mandate books or ban books based upon their content. I mean, just simply that viewpoint. So that, you know, just because you don't like the viewpoint of a book, a librarian can't remove the book from the shelf. It doesn't mandate any particular books or take away any particular books. It just says that they have to be viewpoint neutral.
All right. Punitive damages and wrongful death cases. What's become of that?
Yeah, this sounds kind of intricate and legal, but it's really interesting. So if a drunk driver kills a loved one, you can get damages from the insurance company, but you can't get punishment damages, damages that punish that person for the wrongful conduct. Now this law is going to join 34 other states in saying, yes, you can. And it makes sense that you can. Why shouldn't the family members be able to punish the person who did something wrong in order to get more than just compensatory damages, meaning the money that compensates them for lost wages and loss and emotional distress? That punitive damage piece, I think, is important when you have somebody who did something wrong. So this is a good law.
And there are other states that already have this in effect?
Yes, the vast majority of them, 34, if I'm counting correctly.
I'm surprised we didn't have that by now.
Yeah, you know what happens, Wendy, a lot of these things, there's a lot of lobbyists out there who belong to the, you know, insurance industry and big business, and they don't like these kinds of lawsuits because that can bankrupt a company, and of course the insurance companies who do have a lot of money, they don't want to pay it out. So they tag this as a bunch of greedy lawyers and on, but frankly, I mean, as I see it, if someone does something wrong and family is suffering because of it, there should be a punishment over and above what you're worth from a standpoint of earning. So I think this is a good law.
I agree. What about treating Uber and Lyft as common carriers? What does that mean?
Yeah, this is a good one. You know, when you on a bus or an L, you really don't have any control. You're on public transportation. Even a cab is operated by the city, you know, licensing and all of this. And so the ride shares have been exempt from that. So now if they're treated just like they are a public transportation vehicle, then you can tag the company, the main company, for liability. So, for instance, there was a case, a horrible case, where a woman fell asleep in either a Uber or Lyft, I forgot which, and the driver raped her, drugged her and raped her, and they couldn't hold the company liable for not figuring out that this guy was a convicted felon. So this is the kind of thing where you can hold that company liable, not just the driver, because how much money does he have, you know, just to basic insurance and probably no assets. He's driving an Uber, right? He's not going to have a Taj Mahal house to take away.
Right.
So now you can tag the rideshare company, and that's going to make them more careful with who they allow to drive, and they're going to maybe require more insurance for their drivers, and I think it's a good law as well.
And what's, if you're not into Uber or Lyft, what's going on with the CTA? Any new laws affecting that?
Yeah, they're giving some money to the CTA to give out free passes for young people who are going to career-oriented programs, so going to school, going to get job training, which is good. It's getting, young people say, I can't get to my training, it gives them free rides, and I think that's a good thing. It also allows the CTA to ban certain people from riding the CTA. If any of you ride the L's and buses, you know that there are unruly people and people who are doing things they shouldn't be doing, and this allows the CTA to take away those riding privileges. And there's a few other things, but those are the basics.
So a lot of laws were passed during this last session before summer break in Springfield. Anything that didn't pass?
Yeah, the one that I think everyone was looking at was the Bears legislation. Bears were looking for certain tax breaks and some freezes on property taxes when they do their move to Arlington Heights. But the legislature didn't look at that one, or they looked at it and they weren't ready to pass it. They weren't ready to cut the Bears a break quite yet.
Any gun control updates?
Yeah, you know, there's always gun control laws being discussed. And this one kind of is upsetting to me because the House passed this law, but the Senate did not. And that this law would allow a judge in a domestic violence case, so say order of protection or a stalking case, it would allow the judge to say to the perpetrator that you've got to turn in your gun to law enforcement. See, this makes sense to me because when you have domestic violence and you have people, and this doesn't mandate the turnover of the firearm. This is allowing a judge to order it. And, you know, anyone who's been stalked or been had the victim of a domestic violence attack, you want that person's gun confiscated, at least for the time being. But this was not passed, and I assume it's because of the gun lobbies, of course, very, very strong.
Not good. Karen, thank you so much. You can listen to Karen Conti Sunday afternoon from 3 to 5 right here on WGN. Have a great rest of your week.
You too, Wendy.